This one is a new one for me today. I'll be reviewing the StarLab 7 laptop. StarLab sent me the StarBook 7, which is a Linux-first laptop, meaning it's built with Linux in mind rather than simply being Linux compatible. And I've been using this thing personally for about a month now, and I wanted to share my experience and some of the things I dislike and like about this laptop. Now, I usually don't accept these types of offers where a product gets sent to me and I do a review over it, but this is a very special product and laptop that I've been using, and I wanted to share it with you. So what is this? This is a StarBook 7 series laptop. And as you can tell here, it's beautifully designed, it's very minimal, and the outside shell here is made out of 6061 anodized aluminum with a sandblasted finish. It makes it look very premium on the outside. As you can tell, the color here is magnificent, or at least I can tell. When comparing it to some other brands that come in close, the color is actually better than what you would see on a MacBook or even a Dell XPS computer. I really do like the color here. They've done a great job at StarLabs. And for a 14-inch laptop, it does come in slim. It's pretty lightweight, and the actual stats here we'll be getting into. But first, I want to talk about how I've been using it for a few weeks and the feel of the laptop. I've been programming on it mainly, but as you can tell, it has an awesome design inside and outside as well. It's aluminum everywhere. It's got a very great build quality. The thing I like about it a lot, that there's not much wobble from what you can tell on the screen. Now, the one thing I'll say is even though that they try to use a sandblasted finish, you still see fingerprints on the top. I'm not sure if you can really see it, but if I get it up close, maybe you can. You can see the fingerprints across the laptop. There are smudge marks. That is one drawback to a color like this. You're prone to getting fingerprints and smudges on the actual top of the laptop. When it comes to height, there's 1.8 centimeters, or about 0.7 inches. The width across is around 32.63 centimeters or 12.84 inches. The depth across is 22.04 centimeters or 8.67 inches. And finally, the overall weight of this thing is 1.4 kilograms or 3.08 pounds. Now I want to talk about the opening experience here. You can't open it with one hand. It's really hard to do that with this laptop here. But that's mainly to do with the fact of how strong the magnet is to close this thing. You can, if you pull apart like I'm doing here with one hand, get it open, but it's a little bit annoying. So far, the experience has been great. I've been able to program a little bit with Android Studio on this thing over the past few weeks on an application that I've been working on. And before we talk about my programming experience on this thing, I want to talk a little bit about the keyboard. The keyboard keys are light to use and overall is a great typing experience. I'm not sure if you can actually hear the keys, but later I'll do an up close of the keys. Overall, the keys are quiet, just the way I like it, with a scissor key mechanism, much like you would find in a MacBook. Also, virtually no deflection, or at least minimal deflection in the keyboard. It's kind of hard to see in the video, but for a laptop of this caliber, you would definitely expect to see minimal deflection. And the trackpad design is great as well. It moves very well, but one thing I will say is when I first got the laptop and tried to use the trackpad, I had to make a few setting changes in the operating system to get it just right for how I wanted things to be able to position out of the box. It doesn't position great as far as the speed goes for the pointer, but that's easily edited in your operating system settings. It does have a backlit keyboard as well. Not sure if you can tell or not, but, or even if I have it on at this point, typically I turn that type of thing off, but the keys are great. Everything on the keyboard itself is very well spaced. You do get quite a few buttons with this keyboard, including home page up, page down, and system request over here on the right-hand side of the keyboard. Now, the one thing I will say that's been tripping me up a lot is that the system rec apparently on Ubuntu takes a screenshot every time I accidentally hit it. So when I'm accidentally going through and trying to type on the arrow keys, I hit system record or system rec and all of a sudden get a screenshot. Now, one other mention is that the screen does not extend all the way down to the keyboard. We do have this little bar at the bottom. And with some premium laptops, we will see a full extension of the screen. I personally don't mind it, but some will. Another awesome thing is that the screen is a full 4K. Let's take a moment and log in now just so we can check things out, because you'll be shocked at how bright this screen can get. I know I was. I don't know that I've ever seen a laptop, at least one that I've used, that gets the screen this bright. It's quite fascinating at just how bright the screen can get. It's hard to do it justice on video, but the nits behind this thing seem to be wild. We'll talk about that more in a bit. It's a 1080p camera up top. There's a little tiny camera that's very hard to see up here. If we scoot in a little bit, maybe you can see it. I really love how Star Labs has thought of everything with this hardware and laptop build. You can tell that they heavily focus on the quality, especially for a Linux-first computer. What does this mean? Well, it comes with Linux as your first operating system installation option. And the team at Star Labs is very Linux and open source oriented. And what's also nice is that they believe that we should have open source firmware as well as software, including our operating system. Some people might be asking about Windows. Yeah, sure, you can put Windows on here, but out of the box, you get Linux pre-installed from a selection. Later in the video, we'll check out all the different Linux distribution options that you can get and what is recommended by Star Labs about the hardware resources in this thing. It comes standard with an Intel N200 four-core processor, and then you have the option of going with the Ultra 7 Series 165H 22-core processor, which is a ton of cores. Although some of those are efficiency cores, it is wild to see what they can fit in such a small factor with this minimal footprint. So the current one I'm using is the Ultra 7 processor. It can serve up to 96 gigs of RAM and offers a 4K IPS display. It has 14 hours of battery life and an all matte finish with little to no glare. Now you can kind of see a little bit of glare from the lights, but that's because they're extremely bright. When it comes to screen brightness, it's 625 nits, which really shines on this thing. Again, it's really hard to tell just how bright the screen is, but it works very well even when you have sun glare beating down on it. You can still work outdoors, and it has 178 degree viewing angles. So some other cool things about the Starbook laptop and Star Labs is they feature open source firmware called Core Boot, which is a lightweight firmware that allows you to do advanced configuration on your own hardware and set up the boot firmware however you want. It allows you to customize it in special ways, including improving hardware performance if you really want to get into it deep. You also have many options when it comes to the top function keys, including things like media control keys. Whether you want to skip forwards, hit play, pause, increase the brightness of the keyboard, I believe it is maxed out, playback volume controls, and of course other controls. These all work with Linux out of the box. I haven't had any issues with the keyboards or any of the function keys at this point, which is fantastic, as there can be issues with some particular functions on keyboards. Now, one thing it does not have is a fingerprint reader. Although if you're going to use Windows and you need something to log in, I do believe you can get the face recognition, hello, whatever it's called, working on Windows. So back to the trackpad and my experience with it, as it is one of the most important things for me at least. The trackpad here is oversized with a glass surface finish, and you can tell that there's some sort of a premium coating on here that you can definitely feel when using it. I do like the size of this trackpad for a 14-inch laptop. It is a decently sized one. Some manufacturers tend to undersize their trackpads when it comes to laptops, and that's one thing I just don't like. If you compare it to something, again, like a MacBook, let's say the 13-inch, it's very similar in size. Although I do feel that the MacBook has a better trackpad just because of the haptic feedback and being able to press just about anywhere you want and get that feedback. Up top, especially with like, well, let's say a Dell XPS, you can still kind of feel the touch when you press down, even at the very top. This really just feels like dead space, although of course it can be used. I mean, if you look up here and you try pressing on Firefox, it does load Firefox, even though I'm pressing up top. Although look at my mouse, it's comically large, kind of funny. So the next thing is that there's a lot of connectivity and ports available on this sucker. Let's get into those real quick. I'm gonna shut things down and notice just how far the actuation is for the magnet, because it's kind of fascinating. They do have a very strong magnet in here. So let's see, there we go. That was about an inch or so away before it just pulled itself in, but that's not what we care about. Let's talk about those ports. We have the following ports available. A charging port to start things out, and this charging port allows you to use a small brick charger. It's USB-C. And next to that, we have a USB Type-A 3.0 and then an HDMI port, which I really do appreciate this port. A lot of computers nowadays have completely gone away from using HDMIs and using USB-Cs, but personally, I have a bunch of HDMI cords, so I still use them across the board and I appreciate it, especially with my older monitors. You also have another USB-C port, which allows you to get speeds up to 20 gigabytes per second if you have the Ultra model, 10 gigabits per second if you have the standard, and those will help you extend into a dock if you deem that necessary. We also have the charging light and the battery light. I believe one's a diagnostic one as well. It's kind of hard to see, but trust me, they're there. Now on the other side of things, it's not just a one-sided connectivity laptop. Instead, we do have even more ports. You can appreciate that we have another USB-A 2.0, a USB 3.0, and an aux jack at the end, which is absolutely fantastic. That way you can enjoy good fidelity sound. And probably one of my favorites, or at least my personal favorite, is the micro SD slot. The micro SD slot on this thing helps a ton, at least when it comes to content creation and getting videos on and off other devices, especially when you're trying to pull them from cameras. It's easy to slip a micro SD card in here, and it tends to be one of the main cards that are used amongst devices. And the color gets me every single time. It's an absolutely beautiful color, very dark, but not all the way black. Now I want to talk about a few more things like the peripherals that you get with this thing. So you do get a fast charger, what's considered a fast charger, a 65 watt charger, which is in a very small brick form factor, a super minimal design here. Everything has the logo, which makes things a little more premium feeling. As the Star Labs team is clearly focused on quality, the charging cable here is nice too. It's a 2 meter cable that's braided, and you can use it for either hooking up power, a screen, or dock. It's USB-C, and on the brick itself, we have USB-C and USB-A on top. It's a little hard to see because it's so dark. Hopefully you can see the two ports. Moving on from that, let's get into talking what hardware this model that I was sent actually has, and me using the operating system. Not that you need this high quality of a model, but I do find myself using this for all my recent programming projects, which has been fun. The main thing that I've been working on is an app here. If I go in the terminal and I start Android Studio, I'll show you a little bit of what I've actually been working on here. The reason I've been using this thing so much is I've been absolutely amazed at the compilation and build times while running applications. And with such a small form factor and so much memory, again, I believe you can get up to 96 gigs in this tiny little thing. That's quite fascinating. This thing is beating out my desktop computer at this point, which is now starting to show some age. I keep coming back to this thing for my programming projects, again, just because the compilation speeds are wild to me. All right, and if I hit play, let's see this thing. There you go. It popped up real quick. It's a life counter for Magic the Gathering. I've been working on this specific project for a YouTuber. And as you can see here, it just keeps track of your life totals. If other players are playing, It keeps track of their totals as well as soon as you set the square to me. I think it's pretty neat looking, and it works very well and looks very good on an Android phone. Maybe I release the application in the future to other players as well. Let me know in the comment section below if you'd like that. Now I'm going to exit out of the application and take you into the system. All right, now we're actually in the computer, and I can now actually show you a little bit better what that app looks like. Instead of running it through a camera, we can actually see exactly what things are. So here's the little app. Again, keep track of life totals, increases, you get a delta up top, and you can increase, it floats away a little bit, depends on if you're taking or giving damage, and then of course keep track of other players as well, which is the whole point of the app. But let's get outside of the app, because I want to talk about the experience here using Ubuntu with this actual computer. And then I want to go in and look at the settings of this model, talk more about the philosophy behind Star Labs and their PCs, and what's kind of coming down the pipeline, and why I'm kind of excited about Star Labs and the focus that they have, or at least the vision that they have of bringing Linux and open source to its customers. First off, we can launch something like NeoFetch, which will tell us information about the system. Right now I'm running Ubuntu 24.04, which is one of the standard options, and I believe the first option you can select when getting one of these computers. This is called a Starbook 7. It's running kernel 6.14. I haven't had any hardware issues, including using Bluetooth. The resolution says it's 1920 by 1080. That is incorrect. We can go into the settings and look at that. But perhaps one of the coolest things is down here. The CPU is an Intel Ultra 7 165H, which has 22 cores. I've never had anything even close to that. Even my main desktop has, I believe, 8 cores. Now, again, some of these are efficiency cores. They're not all maxed out here, but they do run at 4.7 gigahertz. And it comes with Intel Arc graphics built in. And right now, this particular build has 64 gigs of memory. 64 gigs of memory. Not long ago, you couldn't even come close to this in a laptop. It's wild how much memory we can put in these things at this point. It's quite fascinating to me. And also the fact that, again, this is a Linux first computer. Now, of course, this isn't the only spec that you can get. For those of us trying to remain a little budget friendly, they do have different options, but comes with the build that I've already shown, the beautiful color and layout and all that, and the aluminum finish. But I want to show you the display settings so you can see the 4K screen. Currently, 3840 by 2160 with a 16 by 9 aspect ratio. I got my scaling up a little bit using fractional just so I can see a little better. If you go down to 100, you can barely see anything. I didn't realize how nice the 4K would actually look on this screen until I started using it. I don't have a single 4K monitor in my studio. On the Star Labs website, we get a little understanding of what is actually available here and what specs you can get and configure. Star Labs is based out of the UK, and I've had no issues with shipment. This one came in within just a couple days. So up at the top, you'll see that it starts out from $868. Now, there are two processor versions, but let's go through the tech specs here, and then we can configure. So the chassis, like I said, Type 2, matte black, anodized aluminum. The display is a 14-inch diagonal LED backlit matte display with IPS technology. Again, 4K display, that's 314 pixels per inch, quite the density, with a 16:9 aspect ratio. The two available processors are the Intel 4-core N200 processor with Turbo Boost that brings you up to a 3.7 gigahertz clock cycle, 6 MB of cache, and it's configurable up to the Intel Core Ultra 7 processor, 165H, that comes with some efficiency cores as well as regular cores, and it can turbo boost up to 5 gigs, and we saw it running at 4.7 with 24 megabytes of cache on the CPU. The storage configuration, you can get up to 4 terabytes Gen 3 PCI Express with the N200 processor option, and with the Ultra option up to 4 gigs as well, but Gen 4 PCI Express. The firmware is Core Boot, and the memory, depending on what you have, again, with the N200 processor, 32 gigs at 3200 megahertz DDR4 RAM,
And if you have the Ultra, you can get up to 96 gigabytes of 5600 DDR5 memory. That is wild. The graphics are either Intel's UHD graphics or Intel Arc graphics. And the connectivity, we can get speeds on the USB with the Ultra 7 up to 20 gigs. You get Type-C 10 gigabits per second, which is still massive on the N200 processor. Everything else pretty much remains the same, which is fantastic, with Bluetooth 5.3 and Wi-Fi 6E. That gives you up to 2.4 gigabits per second transfer speeds with that type of Wi-Fi. This thing is a beast. And for those of you who are like, well, I don't want to use Linux on this thing. Well, first off, that's a shame, but it does come with TPM 2.0, which allows you to install Windows on this. I do believe it is a configuration option. One thing that I have to say, and that I am a little disappointed in, is the audio for the stereo speakers. Let me see if I can actually try to capture the sound. As for a small laptop like this, it's hard to get this right on such a small laptop. The only two that I know that have been able to do external speakers, at least of good quality on a laptop, are the Dell XPS series and again the MacBook Air. So let me see if I can capture the speakers on this thing. So I'm actually going to max things out here. Let's be quiet and listen for just a second.
A lot is happening in Linux and open source, and one of the major things is the Rust language becoming more and more apparent in the Linux kernel ecosystem. So we're going to be talking today about how Rust is making the rounds in certain distributions, the kernel itself with new drivers and updates, including becoming part of the core utilities and Ubuntu even going to...
The sound there seems a little shallow, at least for my ears, and dialogue is decent. But when it comes to music, it really just doesn't cut it out for me. Not that I would expect it to. Also, the webcam quality is meh, but that's to be expected of any laptop in this day and age. And when you go to configure things, again, you can start from 868 for the N200 processor. The Ultra is going to start out at $1,780. Once you choose that option, you can really quickly start adding more and more into the system. Although this comes with 32 gig standard, you can go up to the 64 gig option, which is what I have right now. I have 2 terabytes in here, and I have Ubuntu 24.04 installed. That is wonderful about this desktop. It has an open warranty, open firmware, a disassembly guide, and it allows you to choose a Linux operating system by default. Actually, it pushes that on you by default. So the recommended ones are Ubuntu 24.04, Elementary OS, Linux Mint, Manjaro, Zorin OS, Cubes, and MX Linux. Other options are different desktop flavors of the same ones mentioned above, or you can choose one of the last options, which is funny, Windows 11 Home and Windows 11 Professional. So it's not like this system can't be used with Windows. And honestly, with this amazing build quality, we'll talk about who this is exactly for at the end of this video, or at least who I believe this is for. They claim 1 to 2 business days of shipment and no extra charges on the delivery. So two other things that they boast that I want to talk about is, one, easy updates. So their firmware updating process for BIOS is easy to do with Linux Vendor Firmware Service. LVFS allows you to update your firmware however you want and walks you right through how to install those firmware updates directly on their webpage, dependent on whatever distribution or desktop that you're actually using. But perhaps the best thing about this whole deal is the open warranty. As stated here, their laptops are designed for open source software and they have open warranties, meaning you have a 1-year limited warranty that allows you to actually take the computer apart, replace parts, upgrade it, and use whatever operating system you want, even change out your firmware without actually voiding the warranty. And in this day and age, that's hard to find with a computer manufacturer. They're so confident that with their Starbook Mark series, they show you how to completely disassemble this thing by walking you through exactly how to do it on your own and showing you the internals. A lot of laptop manufacturers don't want you taking things apart, let alone are they going to allow you to keep your warranty after doing something like this, aka calling it tampering. This is not tampering. This is looking at hardware that you purchased, that you bought, that you use, and you should not be limited to doing what you want with the hardware. Less and less companies are allowing for this nowadays, and it's nice and refreshing to see that Star Labs is still dedicated to the consumer and the consumer rights that should come with owning hardware. I will say that the fan noise seems to be minimal. I do want to talk about a few more things, including the cooling and the fan noise. What I feel like is the intended audience here, because this is a premium laptop, and when you have a lot of different options, does it make sense to purchase it?
So yes, with a laptop like this, you can expect some heat to be dissipated right at the top of the laptop. The hottest part of the laptop is particularly right here on the top. This gets pretty hot as it seems to be a ventilation spot from around the hinge area. And if we look at the backside, we do have venting in the back here as well. And some really good grip pads. Overall, it's pretty easy to service with around 10 or so screws that need to be taken out in order to access the back panel. I will say that it does get hot on some occasions, not necessarily on the bottom where it's bothering your legs, but more the fact that it gets hotter on the keyboard side towards the top of the screen. I found this to be true, especially when you're taking a while to build your compilations where they take a lot of time. So as you're using the keyboard, you can feel a little bit of heat, especially when you're using some of the top function keys. Again, the build quality here is just impeccable. It's in the league of the XPS or MacBook. You can tell it's made of great premium material, something that you would expect of a laptop of this caliber and cost. But the fact that it's available with Linux in mind and Linux first is a great thing, especially for us Linux users. It's great to see a premium laptop being built for us. And then that open warranty really pushes things over the top for me. I really think that other laptop vendors and more companies should take note of this, as if you buy hardware, it should be yours to do whatever with. And I think this is a step in the right direction. So who is this for? Well, I'd say it's for creators, computer enthusiasts, developers, people who need an awesome workstation. I think this is the perfect audience for this. I would definitely say it competes against things like the Dell XPS and MacBooks. It has a thin and light form factor, and you can tell it's aimed for professionals who want that premium feel and performance without compromising aesthetic. It really does feel great for people wanting a productive workstation. People in an office setting, this would be perfect for, especially if you're trying to run and use Linux. The setup's already there for you. You don't have to worry about the hardware aspect. And the hardware support is great from the Star Labs team. This laptop is truly meant to be Linux first. How many laptop vendors can really say that? I did mention the speaker loudness and clarity is a little lacking, but the overall performance and the fact that you can have an aux for higher fidelity sound is great. The battery life, at least as I've been using it in the real world, is pretty good. The 14 hours, I don't really make it that long, but I do use my laptop for very intensive tasks, including compilation, large programs running and rendering. So it really takes down that time. I have to have mine plugged in while I work, but I can get a few hours out of it. Now, if you're doing random browsing with a power save mode, I think you can get up to 14 hours in the perfect circumstance. I'm just not that type of person. I do enjoy the typing experience. I haven't had any issues with that. It feels really good on the hands for me. The key presses are a little less tactical, even from the MacBook. Reminds me of the Dell XPS, which I actually like more than the MacBook. They do have options for people who want to stay within a more budget-friendly option and still have a premium laptop and experience. If you are a Linux user who values quality and a timeless design, this might be the option for you. Is there anything else that you wanted me to cover about this laptop? I'd love to know in the comment section below, as it is my first review video. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And if you stuck around to the end, I truly appreciate it. The fact that this is designed and selected with compatibility for Linux in mind, knowing that drivers work right out of the box from Star Labs and a company who cares about open source and Linux and the right to repair your own hardware, I'm excited to keep continuing using this laptop for myself, and we'll update if I run into anything else, as it feels like this laptop was designed for Linux by default, and I love using Linux. Finally, For those users who just can't get away from Windows, it does have Windows available as an install option as well. And that's about it. Catch me in a great community on Discord, and I'll catch you in another video. Thanks for watching.